This is The Brief on the Hidden Architecture of Digital Money and Public Debt. Wesley Fikes' 2026 book, The Digital Jekyll Island, reveals how everyday digital money quietly forces the public to fund our massive $38.5 trillion national debt. With foreign nations backing away from buying U.S. debt, ever wonder who the government is quietly relying on to hold the bag? First, let's look at the quiet transfer of debt. Since traditional buyers are completely tapped out, the new fix turns your bank deposits into digital stablecoins. Whenever you use these digital rails, your cash gets funneled right into short-term U.S. treasuries. It's kind of like holding a mortgage claim instead of the actual house. You just hold a vulnerable IOU on your screen, while the system holds the real collateral. Second, we have the separation principle. To get us to accept this trade-off, they hide who actually profits. Like the old Dutch East India Company, the system separates the capital providers from those governing it. You're probably thinking, wait, so we take on all the counterparty risk of holding a digital token, but the private issuers get to pocket the interest generated by those underlying treasury bills? Yep, exactly. Finally, we see control disguised as extreme convenience. If it's a bad deal, why are we all adopting it? Because it scales through preference. It starts out like Huxley's Brave New World, seamless and rewarding, but quickly enables Orwell's 1984, where your money becomes entirely programmable and restrictable. Convenience is the new physical enforcement. Exiting won't be illegal. It'll just be socially and economically impossible. Ultimately, when money transitions from a physical bearer asset to a programmable digital ledger, you aren't upgrading your wallet. You are surrendering your financial independence.